Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Colossians, chapter 4. And let's read verse 2 to verse 4. Book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2 to verse 4, then we pray. Say continual prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Without praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. We magnify, we adore you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your presence in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for all answered prayers, the miracles, the wonders, the leading of yours to do the things that you want us to do and achieve for you. Thank you for helping us, providing for us. Thank you for miracles, healing and wonders. Thank you for your support and your mercy and your grace and your guidance into our lives. Lord, we thank you for the salvation of Jesus. We thank you for the thank you for our names are written in the book of life. Thank you because you will come and take us, and we have hope and trust in you that you will sustain us, oh God, till that moment. We thank you, Lord, for your protection in the time of persecution, for your wisdom that you give us in time that we are in trouble. And we thank you, Lord, for all these wonderful things that you give us and you provide for us. Let's come to God now. Let us confess and let us renounce our sins. Ask God forgiveness of your sins. As the word of God tells us, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive and he will purify from all unrighteousness. Forgive, Lord, purify, lead, strengthen, O God. Help us and guide us and be with us. Let's now ask the Lord our needs. Let's ask him our needs. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Yes, O God, help us and guide us. Provide our needs, Lord. Carry our burden, Lord. Lead us, O God, in the way that you want us to go and move in the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord your need, your burden, he will give. He will give you what you need. He will not give your want, but your need he will give on time and according to his will. Big need or small need, he will provide. Yes, O God. Let's pray now. Let's pray for our families now. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, bless each and every family. I pray for each husband to put you in his head. Oh God, I pray also, Lord, for wives to be submissive to their husbands. Oh God, as they are leading the families according to your will, I pray both parents will work together to give an instruction to their children to follow you, Lord. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents and instructions that come from the Word of God. I pray for each family to shine. I pray for worship daily to be done. They will read your word. They will pray together. They will be united to do the ministry, to reach new people, families, with your gospel, with your truth. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything you give us and you provide for us in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Pray for your job. Pray for people with you in your workplace. Pray for your boss. Lord, I pray for blessing upon each place that our brothers and sisters are working. Let the income continue. Bless also, Lord, the work of their hands. Oh God, make them fruitful. Set them as a good example to others. I pray also that bless these companies so they will give them their salaries on time. And they will give, Lord, to you what also belongs to you of tithes and offering and first fruit. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy unto us, O Lord. Let's pray now for one another. If you know any brother or sister having lost job or problem or sickness, let's pray as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Hear our prayers, Lord. Provide, O God, heal, strengthen, solve issues and problems, O God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Let's pray now for Sri Lanka and the nation of Ukraine. We pray for the war in Ukraine to stop, O God. We come against the spirit of war and fighting. We rebuke the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of politics and hatred and vengeance. We rebuke, we break in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we pray for peace, remove all the war, Lord, resources, weapons, make it peace, O God. And we pray for Sri Lanka, I pray for the economic crisis there to be better, O Lord, especially for our brothers and sisters who are there, provide for them, sustain them, encourage their faith, provide schooling to them, and help them to with the provision daily in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Yes, we pray now for the people that we are meeting every day. Let's pray for our neighborhood, our friends, our colleagues, our relatives, the people we meet in the media, the people that we are ministering. Let's pray that God will bring fruit out of all these places that God allowing us to reach out. We pray, Lord, for people to be saved, to give their life to you fully, O God, to follow you, to walk in your ways, Lord. We pray that you will impart the gospel, the message to them, that they will know it through our lives, O God. And we pray, enable us to reach all nations, and backgrounds, sects, and also to reach all religion kinds. And you help us, O God. You provide for us, that you will be going on and serving the Lord. Let's pray for this country, UAE, the place that God had to place his church, and also extension of the church to other places, to Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, and India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Indonesia, also Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Armenia, Pakistan, and other places that God is leading and expanding the church. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, O God. We pray also, Lord, that you give us favor from all these nations, Lord, that you had allow us, O God, to be there, O Lord. We pray for favor from also rulers, authorities. We pray, Lord, that you also provide our needs, O God, whatever offices we need, authentication, documentations, whatever we need, we trust you, Lord, that you will provide and you will give us and you will sustain us in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, also, God, that you reveal yourself in vision and dreams. Let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant. We commit ourselves to be good citizens, to observe the rules and the laws, and to pray for authorities and authorities, to pray for the people around us, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, reaching them with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray now also that pray for yourself and pray for the church. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our life to serve you, gift of evangelism, faith, healing, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, and gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, exhorting, and whatever skills and talents we need, Lord, that we trust you, God. You will provide for us, you will sustain us, you will help us, oh Lord, to go on and serving you, Lord. Lord, let the vision of the church be fulfilled, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Enable us to plan Bible studies and also new congregations for the church. We pray also, Lord, that we commit ourselves this time that we will work with you to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, forgiveness, faithfulness, self-control, patience, perseverance, generosity, humility. Help us, O God, to persevere in all these aspects. Help us, Lord, to keep the pattern of the sound teaching that you give us. And we pray, Lord, you bless the rest of the ministries of the church. Bless, Lord, bless the church school. Bless the youth and the children ministry under the parents. Bless also, Lord, bless the church cleaning, the church banking, bless the publication ministry, and bless the translations ministry, Lord, and whatever ministry we have, also, Lord, the worship ministry, bless all these also services and use them to reach people, use them to help another, oh God. And we pray even today for our worship, oh God. Bless our worship, bless the songs, the prayers, bless the message that you give us. Bless the giving, O Lord. Bless, Lord, this recording. Use this recording, O God. Use this recording to lead the rest, O Lord, of our church members and congregations and Bible studies. O Lord, we pray also use this recording to reach a new people and a new group, O God. Let your name be glorified. Once again, we invite you in the middle of us. Anoint us, O God. Speak to us today. Heal us. Thank you for all answering our prayers. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify, we adore you. This is all we ask and we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you.
Yes, Father, this is your house, this is your home. We will praise you with all of our strength and with all of our life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for ministering to us through these songs. We thank you, Lord, and we trust you, Lord, that you will continue to make a way for us. Even if there's no way, thank you for the assurance we receive from you. Thank you for the help and the support that come from you. Thank you for the new way that we believe by faith that opened to us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for your ways, not our ways, and your thoughts, not our thoughts. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful time that you give us to worship. Thank you for touching our hearts and lives, even as we sit in your presence. Speak to us your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's now time to worship the Lord with our tithes and offering and our first fruit. Let's bring them all to the storehouse of God so that there will be food in the house of the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your help and support. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. Thank you for all my brethren who obeyed you and who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit into the storehouse. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. And pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer, pestilence, in their life, in our lives, in the life of your church. And let all nations know that we are blessed by you. God, bless this amount of money, multiply it, and use it, Lord, to reach the lost. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is what we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We started last week with the message of be a disciple and not a mere Christian, and we tackle some of the characters and criteria of a disciple. And we say that the disciple of Jesus forsake the conventional life, and certain time in our life that we need to forsake the traditional way of life for sake of the Lord. And also Christ's disciple take the risk in following Christ, and we don't always choose safe and convenient life, but certain time we have to take the risk. Sometimes we are criticized in reaching certain people, and we spoke that we should influence others and not let the others influence us with their worldliness. The disciples of Jesus, they went with the Lord to sinners, prostitutes. They were criticized by others, and we spoke that they did not follow the crowd, but influence the crowd to come to Christ. The disciples of Jesus are concerned about the harvest. We need to be concerned about the harvest, bringing a new soul to Christ. And also the disciples of Jesus, and we among them, find themselves in a setup of mercy that they need to face demons, drive out demons, heal the sick. And that is what God called us to do certain time. The disciples of Jesus are teachable and humble, and they have servant spirit, and they are service provider. And we are to be comply with that. The disciples of Jesus, we spoke that they are that they are under discipline and willing to accept the task and go on and do that task. Today we'll continue to study these criteria of a disciple. And the next criteria is that the disciple of Jesus have a relationship with the Christ and fellow disciples, like in a family. In Matthew chapter 12, and let's read verse 49. Matthew 12, 49. And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. Here, Jesus considered the disciple is like his family. The disciple of Jesus Christ, and we among them, we should cherish the church because the church is the family of God, and our relationship with the brothers and sisters should be even more stronger than our relationship with our families who are non-believers, because that is the family of God. That is the criteria of the disciples. The next one, the disciples of Jesus are willing to be placed between Christ and between hurted people and be willing to minister to them by faith, even with their less or inadequate resources. In Matthew 14 and verse 19, when crowd came to Christ and he paid them, let's read verse 19, Matthew 14, 19. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Here, few resources available, but the Lord used it, and that is our faith in Christ, that we should accept to work with even less resources. We trust God that He will be the one to multiply. Luke 9:14, for they were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. Here there are also a large number of people, and he had few loaves, and they were multiplied. And yes, disciple of Christ, we need to plan, we need to be good stewards. A certain time, the Lord put us in a situation, whatever we plan, that we need to trust God that He will be the one to provide the thing that is we need as such kind of situation. That is how God wants us to work as a disciple with Him. The other criteria of the disciple is the disciple of Jesus. Pray with Jesus. We pray with the Lord. In Mark 14. And verse 33 and verse 34. Mark 14, verse 33 and 34. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and says unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. He asked him to pray with him, and we can also read the same in Luke 22. Luke 22 and about the prayer, Jesus wants us to pray with Him that whatever struggles or difficulties, He wants us to overcome these by prayers. And when He rose up from prayer and was come to His disciples, He found them sleeping for sorrow and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. God wants us to overcome our struggles and the hard situation that we are passing through life of prayer. The other criteria of the disciples are not called to the work, to do the work of God, but we are more called more to be like Jesus. And when we are willing to draw and be like Jesus, we'll find ourselves doing the work of God. Many, they are looking to do the mercy, but they refuse to draw near to Christ and be like Him and putting themselves in the situation that He wants them to be. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 13, and when it was day, He called unto Him His disciples, and of them He chose 12, whom also He named apostles. So here, the disciples whom Jesus called them, and they drew near to Him, they find themselves, they are doing the ministry of apostles. The same with us, as we draw near to Christ, respond to Him, we'll find ourselves doing the ministry of God. The disciple of Jesus, the other criteria is that we are called to love one another. We are called to love one another, not with the love of the world or with emotion, but with the love of God. And we are called to love the true disciple of the Lord. John chapter 13 and verse 35, John 13:35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. That is another criteria to love one another. And the disciple of Jesus, we are under training to become more and more like Christ. We read that in Luke chapter 6, verse 40. We are called to be perfect. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. We are called to be like Jesus. And the criteria here, the perfection, is when we are changed, when we start to implement the Word of God. Training is not by only knowing the Word of God, but by implementing the Word of God, and then we'll be similar like Christ, and that's where the perfection will also appear in our life. The last criteria that we discuss here is that the disciple of Christ should bear fruit. In John 15 and verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. We are called to bear much fruit, the fruit that we are called to bear, fruit of repentance, of sin, fruit of the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of bringing new souls to Christ. The disciple of the Lord take Christ as their Savior, as our Savior. He's our Savior because He died for us, for our sin on the cross. The word Savior has been repeated in the New Testament for 27 times. But more than Savior, Christ is our Lord. He should be the Lord, and the meaning of the Lord that He should be the one in control over our lives. And the word Lord repeated 300 times in the New Testament. And what we learn here, that we should take Jesus not only as a Savior in our life, but He should be also the Lord over our life, to be in full control of our lives. With these criteria that we have, this point that we have discussed and put forward, the church should realize, and who are those who are disciples, and who are those who are not yet, who need more training, and what they need, and how to train, how to discipline, how to admonish, Because if people continue to be in the same way of life, they call themselves Christian, but they lack to be a disciple, sooner or later, as they have ministries, sooner such kind of people, they bring disturbances in the body of Christ and His church. And that's why the Word of God teaches us today how to discover things and help others to be disciples for Christ. In the book of Joshua, we will see the example of Rahab, the prostitute, how she's a good example of a disciple of God. In Joshua chapter 2, you will see how she was converted, her conversion, her repentance, her change of life that had happened to her. It's a good example for us today. Let's read chapter 2, Joshua chapter 2. I will read it from verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country." And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, "There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were." And it came to pass about the time of shutting the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went I wot not, but pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way for to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Now it's very clear the situation here, that Rahab took the risk for herself to welcome them, to the initiative to welcome them, to protect them, and to preserve their, and also to preserve their life. What else? And before they were let down, she came up unto them, unto the roof, upon the roof, verse 9. And she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God." Now she accepted that. Now very clear that her heart was melted and she accepted God as the true God. He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now that is so clearly how she had being experienced God and converted. "Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, and that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token." Now here she asked him to show kindness. To whom she asked him to show kindness? "And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver out and deliver our lives from death. Now she asked him to save the life of her father and mother and sister and brother. She did not ask him to save the life of her boyfriends or the male prostitute, because she knows that the God of heaven cannot accept sin. That is her repentance also from that sin. That's very clear. And the man answered, "Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Then she led them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, "Get to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned. And afterward may ye go your way." And the man said unto her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house hold home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be within the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According unto your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. So she obeyed everything that they have told them. You see that? And they went and came unto the mountain and abode there three days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but find them not. We know that Rahab was a prostitute. Besides all that we discussed, she was willing to give up her business. It was a prostitution. She was willing to give up her house. She was, that's all for the sake of God. She was willing to give up his city, her city. She was willing to give up her own people for the sake of God. That is the example of the true conversion, true repentance, and the true disciple of the Lord. And we will read Joshua chapter 6, when they took the city, and when they brought Rahab and her family. Let's read Joshua 6, verse 22 and verse 23. "But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she had, as she sware unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel." So here her kindred, her family, and they left them outside their camp. Still they did not put them with the people of God. Why? They still need to be taught and checked before they will be allowed in to be with the people of God. The same here, the church today. The church today should check if they are disciples or no. Because we know we had spoke that. many who are called Christian but they are not a disciple of the Lord. And there in the book of Judges, you know, sometimes the church uses the scripture in a wrong way. In the book of Judges chapter 1, and let's see how the people of God, they follow the what is in Joshua. They want to make a figure like Rahab of Jericho. This is verse Judges chapter 1, verse 23 to verse 26. And the house of Joseph sent to descry Bethel. Now the name of the city before was Luz. And the spies was the same spies what he sent Joshua. And the spies saw a man come forth out of the city, and they said unto him, show us, we pray thee, the entrance into the city, and we will show thee mercy. They want to follow like what they did with Rahab. They want to do the same. That's what's going on now. Churches, they will give mercy to somebody so they can get part of the church, and they will be taught with the church, but they are not disciples. See here. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all his family. They, like with the people, they let Rahab and her family, they saved him. But let's read verse 26, what this man did. And the man went into the land of the Hittites and built a city and called the name thereof Luz, which is the name thereof unto this day. This man, whom they spare, he was not a disciple. He was not converted. How we know? He went back to his old lifestyle, and he built the same city that he was in. That's what's going on. They join the church. They do the ministry. But at the end, you see them, they go back to their background, tradition, as if they are not a disciple of God. We sang a beautiful song, Beautiful Lord, Wonderful Savior. God called you today to be a disciple for Christ. God called the church to be a discerning, that call us to discern who are those who are followers of him and who are those who are just called Christian, but they have no commitment with God. Just then, God wants you to have commitment with him. God wants you to follow him. God wants you to give his life, your life, unto him as he gives his life to us, to you, to his church. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us and teaching us your ways. Help us, O God. I pray for all those who are here and the rest of the brethren in other places, other congregations, that each and every one of us will commit his life to you, to be a doer of your word, to be a disciple's followers, that we'll abide with the scriptures, that we will resist going back, resisting all temptation of the devil, of the world, the flesh, to go back to the old life. O God, we commit ourselves unto you, Lord, that you will hold us with your hands as we are willing, Lord. If you are willing, God, we're going to change you more and bring you near to him as you are willing to draw near to him. And you find yourself doing the very work that God wants you to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every brother and sisters, every disciples of yours who had given his life to you, Lord. I pray, use him, mighty Lord. Use us, O God, to do the work of yours. Lord, bless us. And enlarge our territory, Lord, that you have with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.